Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You kind of don't want to show people what really goes on behind the scenes.
We should start by prepping the governor with Russian economic policy.
He can't count how many times I've been across this state.
You're the strategy guy.
But you're the body man.
I definitely carried a bag that's full of all the things that they could need.
I got coffee, I got ginseng, I got protein bars.
That's following them around with a camera, it's following them around with a microphone.
We need to hire an operative to do research, you see what I mean?
Just one poll. Those things aren't scientific.
Maybe politics isn't for you.
We have a campaign that we've got to win. You understand?
For our last installment of Road Warriors, Life on the Campaign Trail, we present a married couple tested in campaign politics. Becky Rothmeyer-Lowen and Gordy Lowen, Democratic political operatives in Minnesota, have worked just about every campaign job there is: advance, campaign manager, fixer, body woman, opposition research. With campaigns for more than a decade, they discovered their calling just as they found each other. Becky and Gordy have gotten enough glue from backstage politics to last a lifetime. Takeaway: Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick spoke with both of them.
It forced us early on to find ways to keep in constant contact. Now we just do that no matter what.
And I like working on campaigns, honestly. With Gordy, I think it's great. So instead of both of us getting home at 11 o'clock at night, and we can actually talk throughout the day, it might not be entirely sane.
Yeah.
It works.
Now, Becky, you've done a lot of different roles for a lot of different campaigns across Minnesota, but you've done a lot of body work, which sounds like you're an automotive care specialist, but body woman. People think about Gary from Veep, who carries the bag on his slumped shoulders and pecks into a BlackBerry all the time. How accurate is that portrayal, Becky?
You know, that show is... Sometimes I have to turn it off because it's a little bit too real some days. I have always carried a bag when I'm bodying people that's full of all the things that they could need or to deal with any sort of emergency. Being a candidate is incredibly hard. Having that backup person, your body person, to make sure that you're on schedule for everything is really critical to making sure that the candidate can be the best possible candidate and do all of the things that they have to do.
God, we started off talking about your marriage to Gordy and some of the things that you're describing. I know it's not a marriage, but my gosh, you're describing the ultimate partner there.
I am very good at being a partner.
I can vouch for that. Yeah, it's every once in a while there's a moment when the two of us are on the road or working or something like that, and she demands that I eat something so I don't get cranky before we stop next time. And then I realize, oh, that's right. She spent years with candidates making sure that they ate so they didn't get cranky, and she's probably learned those same patterns about me.
All right, Gordy, I want to talk to you about some of the weirder realities of campaigning. Can you tell me about lizard people?
So the Franken race in 2008 against Norm Coleman ended up in a protracted recount. One of the things that I did when the recount came around is look at every contested ballot in the state, including things like the lizard people ballot, where someone filled in the circle for Al Franken, then also filled in the write-in and wrote lizard people.
You don't know that there's not someone named lizard people. You don't.
You and,
I, you and I don't.
How do you have an individual named people? Well, I suppose you could.
I mean, I think it's silly, too, but we have to judge this on the face of the ballot.
They actually had to decide who lizard people was and who lizard people wanted to be the senator.
Yeah, we sat around in one of the, I'm going to go ahead and say one of the more bizarre chapters of American politics, and argued about whether or not filling in an Al Franken circle and then a write-in circle with the name the RZA on it counted as a vote for Al Franken or not. And we argued about that with some of the country's most high-profile lawyers and a panel of judges for some reason.
And so as ridiculous as that sounds, as far as you're concerned, and a lot of voters too, it really mattered whether Al Franken or Norm Coleman got the lizard people vote. It made a big difference. I mean, is that how you see it, that it's both insane and drastically important?
Yeah, I mean, in this instance, I mean, they were waiting to find out who was going to be either the 41st Republican senator or 60th Democratic senator to decide what the ACA looked like. You know, there were obvious ramifications immediately, and elections matter.
And that aspect's really interesting, Becky. Can you talk about the contrast between like the face of the candidate and the real lives of people like Gordy and you?
It's very different. While candidates are often seen publicly in sort of sound bites and bits and pieces, they're a very polished image of what's out there and who they are, because they have to sell themselves to a huge range of people. And so I think that it's important that all of the like very, very busy work is happening behind the scenes.
And so, Gordy, how do you see yourself? You know, I know this is a living for both you and Becky. I know you're doing important work. I don't want to be too melodramatic. I've heard other people say, like, look, this is a war. My responsibility is to win, put my candidate in office. Do you agree with that?
To some extent. I mean, my whole personal philosophy is to do as much good as you can do while still getting a paycheck. And this sort of is a perfect place for that, right? The harder you work, the more good you do, presuming that you agree with your candidates. And if you don't, you shouldn't be working for them. I'm not going to develop some, you know, in the trenches war metaphor out of it. It's still a fun thing. I do it because I chose to do it because it's something I'm interested in. It's a lot of work. It's hard. The thing that sustains you is knowing that you're doing an important thing for the democratic process, even if it doesn't always feel like it.
Becky, how about you? Are you a warrior? Is this a war? How do you view it?
Some days that is how I get through. I'm still idealistic, which is ridiculous after doing this for a decade, but I got into it because I wanted to make a difference in regular people's lives. You know, it does matter. And I guess I am a warrior in the battle for the soul of the nation.
Becky Rothmeyer-Lowen and Gordy Lowen are two Democratic political operatives who've worked in just about every aspect of campaigns. Thank you both, Becky and Gordy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.